Okay, we go five short parshas Vayikra Tavshin Pe Gimel Rosh Chodesh Nissan ideas. Alulin Shabbilin Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Ro Gabriel Pinchas. Let's do a little bit an intro, a beautiful vort from the Kli Yakar. Why Dafka do we start Sefer Vayikra with children? It's brought down by the Medrash, and Kli Yakar brings it down in Pasuk Aleph. The Yalka brings down Lama Maschilin Hatinokus Lilma Min Parshas Karbonos. Why is it that's brought down by Chazal that children should start with Sefer Vayikra, with Karbanos? Says the Medrash, Ma Karbanos Tahorim, Afetinokos Kain. At the end of the day, just like every sacrifice had needed to be pure and fully complete and fully pure, so too the children are so pure and so complete. That's what exactly where we started on. Says the Kli Yakar, two ideas based off this Medrash. It says a few ideas, but number one, he says, Aleph. He says, why is there a small Aleph? Aleph Ketana, right in the Vayikra, right? Rashi brings it down, a Baal term also. You know why there's a small Aleph there? It's a small Aleph, not only to show us Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava, but to show this is the Chazal say, the small children are supposed to start here. Aleph in Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph is. Zeh Aleph Ketan Rosh Shekatan Yaschilu Kan. The Ketan should start here. Then he says something beautiful. Remes she'ena, the second reason why we start off with here, Remes she'ena limen skayim im mishimachtinus atzmo. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, you want to know how to be a Jew? You have to start with anava. Mizra Moshe Rabbeinu says, zach l'kriyazu lifi shehektinus atzmo. Baruch mina shuara, you ran away from gaiva. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom, lo omar, the lomar lo, ishram anoichi, I'm not a man of words. Rabbeinu Shalom says, someone who says that I'm not a man of words, that's a dafku I want. Someone understands the meaning of anova. Like Kedusha Slavi says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina. I know he got the Torah from Hashem. No, says Kedusha Slavi. He understood the Gemara in Tainis, Dav Zayin. Just like water runs from the top to the bottom, so too the Rabbeinu Shalom can only be, should show himself someone who's Baal Anova. This is exactly what the Kli Yakar says. The Medrash says we start Karbanos because kids are pure and the Karbanos are pure. The Kli Yakar gives two pshat. Number one, why is there a small Aleph in the middle? You grow up, they show you the Aleph just like the small kids, which they have to start here. Number two, Aleph, to show you have to meet the Makdin yourself in order to establish the bonus in your life. It's a beautiful idea from the Kli Yakar, the Kli Yakar brings down the Medrash and the Kiddush HaSlevi, the number two. So idea number two, Vayikra, Moshe Rashi says that the Rabbeinu Shalom called out the Chol HaDivras, V'tzivim Kadma Kriya Lashon Chiba Lashon Zeros. Everything the Rabbeinu Shalom called out to Moshe Rabbeinu was Lashon Chiba and Lashon Zeros with love and with zealous. The Sassemis wants to understand this deeper idea in a more of a pnimis to go away. He says, you know what Chazal tell us? We know the Chazal tell us in the Gemara Pesachim, Dav Zayin Amanoyis, this is coming up. He says, well, when you make a bracha, you have to make a bracha on mitzvahs over las yasa. Means you make the bracha and you have to do the action. You make the bracha of lulav and then you shake lulav. You make the bracha on tefillin and then you do your tefillin. You ever wonder what is that? He says that is the nigla reason for what the Zohar tells us. He says that at the end of the day, someone who does an action, but you do a bracha, it's like a bracha without an action. You daven, but you don't have passion. You learn, but you don't have passion and fire. Then it's like you're doing half an action. It's like you're doing a bracha without a maisa, or a maisa without a bracha. That's exactly what the Rabbeinu Shem telling us here. Lashon chiba, lashon zeros. You want to know why we have brachas amitzos? A brachas asiyosan? To show the Rabbeinu Shem, we make a bracha, we want to do it with zeal. We want to do it with fire. Chiba v'zeros, hu rechimu d'chilu, says the Sassemis. You want to know how to show the Rabbeinu Shem avim l'yiro? Avim l'yiro is in our love, in our expression, with our passion and our fire and our avodas Hashem. Like the Zohar says, an avodas Hashem without yira, without avim and yira, it can't go to Shemayim. Vayikra Moshe, Lashon Chiba, Lashon Zeros, Ava Nira, and that's brachas us, that's doing a mitzvah over Las Yosef, making the bracha, do the action. That's exactly what we're about to do. The whole Indian of Shon Rabbeinu Shem, we don't want to just check our, like the Rav Soloveitchik used to say. People in America, they want to have davened. They don't like davening. They want to do night seder, but they don't want to be in night seder. Our job is to be on fire for the Rabbeinu Shem and anything and everything that we do. To feel that love and to feel that passion in our Yiddishkeit, the chiba, that zeros, and that's bracha mitzvah las yosin with ava and yira, with yira and ava. Beautiful idea from the Sas Hemis of Salvechik, idea number two. Three. Sticking with this, the aleph zeira, the small aleph. Rav Ayikra al Moshe, the Baramayim, the Rav Meshivka Rebbe writes from the Baramayim Chaim, the Mazachus Kamaga, the Magad Avram, the Das Moshe, the Kushitzer, and other Svamakadoshim. What does aleph zeira? Rashi quotes it, the small aleph. He says that was for the Berman Chaim should sarach ha'adam l'lamid is atzmon liyozor v'katon. He says very similar to the first idea from the Kliyakar, but we are going to add on to it. The Aleph Milosh and Limud. If you look at the Pasuk in Eov 33, Perek 33, Pasuk 33, Aleph is a Lashon of Limud, Aleph is a Lashon of Learning. Shetzrichem Nislamin Ladas Lios Liyira. Bachno Avakanas. Zich, Lernin, Zeis, Zu, Sain, Kaili. At the end of the day, you want to see where your Avodas Hashem is. All right, a lot of us are finishing up the Zman, Shemi B'Shana Aleph, or maybe coming back from seminary. Look at your humility. You're looking down at your parents, you're looking down at your family, you're looking down at your friends. Because someone who did real work in their Shana Aleph, someone who did real work in their Avodas Hashem, they come back and don't look Chas Shom down. Torah and Yiddishkeit is supposed to lead us to be a little more humble, a little more subjugated. Not like the Ramban tells us in the Gemara Ramban, that when we learn, when we daven, we're supposed to most make us feel a little bit more humble to other people and to look for the good in others. And to look at everybody else around us is better in some way better than us. Like Ramir Parmeshlan, the Zuchus Yogan Aleinu, the story of the Baal Shem. They say a story that about the Ramir Parmeshlan was once winning by Kiddush, spending a few extra seconds, and then he made Kiddush. And they asked him, what was that extra you waited and then you made Kiddush? He said, right before I made Kiddush, I go around my head and I say, where everyone around the table is better than me. There was one guy, one new guy came to that. I had to wait a little second, then I found it. The Ramban says to find something good in others, then you could go make Kiddush. Then you could understand what it's all about. Aleph Zeira. Aleph, when you're learning Zeira, make yourself small. Make sure you're becoming a Balanova. Isn't that the whole idea of matzah? Yes, we have matzah of cheres, but we also have the matzah supposed to make us to feel humble. It's the lechem demnusa. It's the lechem that reminds us of where we are, who controls our life. The Ribbono Shel Olam. Yes, Rav Soloveitchik has this dual beautiful idea. It's a matzah of cheres. It's also the matzah of lechem oyni. Lechemoni was first. Remember our humble beginnings. Remember to stay humble. When we learn, it's supposed to make us more humble. When we grow, it's supposed to make us more humble. Look at Rav Schechter, the most humble person in the entire world. And someone asks him a question in cheer, and Rashi says he doesn't know something. You ever think about it? Rashi just leave it blank. Rashi sometimes says in the Pesukim, I don't know. That shows us it's okay not to know. It's okay now, and it shows us Rav Shechter and Rashi's incredible humility. I love this idea of the Berman Mechaim. Aleph, Zeiro. Aleph, when you learn Zeiro, make yourself small, but beautiful idea of the Berman Mechaim. Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter, all the Svarim. Adina number four comes to us from Nachum Mim Karov, Zuchus Yagin Aleinu. And I asked my good friend Rav Markowitz Shlita who he was. He said he was in America before the Second World War, was a big tzaddik. There's a book in Yiddish from Rav Yonah Lando about him. Rav Nachum of Karuf. And he says on Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashachar Osa Yerechem Ezbech Safon Elf Nei Hashem. You have to slaughter, do the carbon, right, by the Mizbech in the northern side in front of Hashem. He says three ideas on this Pasuk. He says in three places a person has to be Shoychid De Yitzahara. Now the Gemara tells us we have to make sure to do battle with the Yitzahara, Gemara Brachos Taf Heyam Anaf. He says three things. And they go in order. Al Yerech, right, Yerech refers to the thigh. Al Yerech refers to Kedusha Yisod. That refers to Kedusha when it comes to the holiness and purification of a person's Kedusha. Good. Ha Mizbeach. Mizbeach remits to the taiva of eating, the taiva sachila. Gemara brachas nun hey. Ki shulchano she'adam domen Mizbeach. Now that you know Rebbe Samidash, the shulchan of a person is like the Mizbeach. And number three, where a person has to be elevated and holy in Kaddish, Tzafoyna. What does Tzafoyna refer to? You have to look at Gemara and Baba Basra. Tav hey on the base. Taivas Momun. How Aratz the Pasuk Gemara says, Deharot Zalasher Yatzvin. Someone wants to become wealthy, look towards the north. He says, if you do these things, Mitzavan Zav Yatav, Achashar Zi Osam Yatzakin, Lishchore Yitzab Shoshen Yonim, Zuchalav Lefne Hashem. Then you come Lefne Hashem. But it starts with three things. Yerech, Kiddushav, what you're looking at, what you're striving to be, what you're looking to be. Kiddushav Yisod. Number two, Mizbech. Taivas Achilo. How am I eating? What am I eating? What am I eating? Where am I eating? How am I eating? And finally, Tzafona, Taiva of Mammon, that Rabbi Nachman talks all strongly about. Taiva of Mammon comes to money. When it comes to chametz, we have to make sure when we go out look for the chametz in our lives, we're not just looking for the physical chametz, but we're looking for the spiritual chametz, the Svarim HaKadoshim Siddha Arizal says. And this is exactly where we have to start, says Rabbi Nachman of Karov. We're looking for Kedusha in our Kedusha and overall, and how we're acting with our Einayim, Shmir Sanayim, .. Looking for our taivas achila, what we're eating, how we're eating, when we're eating, and our taiva for our money. Beautiful idea from Menachem of Karov, which obviously beautifully connects to Pesach as well. Get rid of the chametz in our lives. Idea number five. Idea number five, go to the next last pasuk. Next pasuk over there in Perek Bay. Sorry, no, we go skip a Perek. The told us Yaakov Yosef. The pasuk says, "Kol mincha she tekriv laHashem." Every bring mincha you bring to Hashem. Lo satz chametz ki chosor chod vash lo simin laHashem. Kam reishis tarkriv osam laHashem. Make sure there's no chametz. Make sure there's no honey. Make sure everything's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Zeh. Says the told us Yaakov Yosef, you don't have any karbanos anymore. But the pasuk is making it very clear. Make sure your avodas Hashem is fully the Shema, and not filled with any chametz, and it's not filled with any gaiva, not filled with any bad intentions. Ki ha'emes yish avodas Hashem zach tzrich lios bach b'chsheva zocha u'nekiyo la'asok b'tor v'avod l'shma rak b'chdei l'kayim mitzvah avodas Hashem b'chshma. To serve the Bonosham, just for serving the Rishma Hashem. Zehu. No other incentives, no other reasons. Zehu. Only serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that's the right thing and the only thing. And he goes on and deals with the Gemara Pesachim, Shrim Lolishma, Balishma, very good. But then the Shlosh Balishma, you're going to do it for the wrong reasons, come to the right reasons. That's only and he goes to the whole Lamdas and this whole thing. Beautiful. But that's a step. Everyone's able to serve the Boshim for the right reasons and the right reasons only. Not for cover, and not for gaiva, and not for money. And this is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Simon Reish Laman Aleph. To serve the Boshim, Lishma, how do you serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu? That your Achila, and your Stia, and your Shiva, and your Halicha, everything's Yudhei with the Boshim in mind. Neshem mitzvah matzah, that's the whole Indian of Pesach, of being a present person. Look at my Rabbi Dr. Benji, you won't like that, I'm calling Rabbi Dr. Benji, but look at his new podcast called Pause. Being present, doing things lishma, being in the moment. Isn't that what lishma is all about? Being in the moment, being present in your avodas Hashem. Isn't that what lishma is all about? And you have to subscribe to his new podcast called Pause. It's literally this told us Yaakov Yosef, it's literally Pesach, and it's avodas Hashem 101. It'll completely change your life. It's changed mind. I love that idea from the Tzaddik of Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch. Listen to that. This most recent podcast, I think it's episode number 4 or 5. It's unbelievable. This is the whole Indian. Let's review these 5 ideas. So we start off saying the Kliyakar for the Medrash. The Kliyakar says that we know that just like the Tinokos start off with Parshas Vayikra because the Karbanos are pure and the kids are pure, beautiful. Then the Kliyakar gives 2 ideas. Number one, Aleph. Why is there small Aleph in Vayikra? To show you that the small children, small Aleph, just start here. And number two, when we learn, it's got to be us to be a Balei Nova. Good. That was the Kliyakar. Beautiful idea. Number two, the Sasemis. That quotes Rashi, Lashem Chiba. Every single time the Baruch Hashem called out to Moshe, it was Lashem Chiba and Zeros. It quotes from Rashi, quotes it from the Medrash, from the Chazar, from the Sefra. It says the Sasemis. That's what Gemara Brachas tells us. Sorry, Gemara Pesachim, Daf Zayim, my base tells us. When a person does a mitzvah brach, you have to do it with a bracha, then mitzvah over las yasem. Make the bracha, and then boom, you do the action. That shows their bonusham with av and yer. You want to be involved. But you're not just check, like the Rav said. I'm going to check off dav, and I have dav. No, I'm going to be in it. And when a person shows their bonusham, that his av and yer is there, that's for parchaleya. That goes up to Shemaim. But avodas Hashem that doesn't, is sometimes I just wanted to check. No, our bonusham's got to be with passion, with fire, connection to the bonusham. The third idea, we said from Nachman Shlifka Rebbe, quoted the Ramayim Chaim, the Magen Avram, the Das Moshe. It's av zeira, that every single time on Aleph, in the year of 33, Aleph means to learn. It's supposed to make us be a little bit more humble, a little more subjugated. And it's okay not to know, like Rav Shechter and Rashi says, it's okay not to know. That's the what matzah teaches us of the matzah of the lechem of on lechem oini. There's a chaim, the menachem of karuv, the shachar asal ayachem, is back to the saman of the Hashem. 3 places in our avodas Hashem to make sure that we're holy. Yerach refers to Yisod, the kedusha of Yisod. Then it comes to the mizbech, because the Gemara Brachas tells us, hey, Mizbech refers to Achila. The Gemara Brachas tells us, a person's table is like the Mizbech. And finally, number 3, Safoina refers to our money. Bavabasu Chafei Amid Beis 25b. As the Gemara says, Harosu Lasher Yajer Yatsin. A person wants to become wealthy, so look towards the north, then Lifnei Hashem, then you be Zohar to be Lifnei Hashem. These 3 places in a person's Avodah Hashem. Yisod, Kedusha, and Tavis Achila, Tavis Mammon. Get rid of the spiritual chametz, like the Rizal says, not just the physical. And finally, idea number 5, that told us Yaakov Yosef in Perek Beis, Yod Aleph Yod Beis, Kol Mincha Asher Tekriv LaHashem, Lo Satz Chametz. Make sure that everything you have to Hashem, it's fully Lishma. Yes, so there is an inim Lishma, Balishma, Pesachim, Noon, Mabez. At the end of the day, the fully is to be Lishma. Shem Mitzvah Matzah, to be able to make sure that everything we do is completely pure, complete for the Rabbanu Shalom, complete Kadosh Baruch Hu. And how does it mean Lishma? It means to be present, it means to be in control. Everything in your lives is in for the Rebbeinu Shem Shmizocha to take these ideas of the Kliyakar, making sure every single time we understand Sefer Vayikra, is we're going back to our Mesorah, making sure to stay more humble. Number 2, our Zrizus, and it was with Ava, with Yira, making sure when we learn, we come before Mabali and Ava, making sure we're battling with the Yitzhahara, making sure that we're focused and we are Lishma, we are present in our Baruch Hashem. Wishing everyone a Chag Kasher Sameach and a beautiful Rosh Chodesh.